I just thought of a good way to explain the situation that we're in. Those of us who know the truth, right? The situation is, kind of like, let's say you have this belief system, right? You believe the Bible, right? Let's say you believe the King James, and that's what you stand on, and you believe like you're a Baptist, right? And then you marry some Pentecostal, and all her family's Pentecostal. And you're trying to show them, or you're trying to get her to believe like you because she married you, you know. Now what happens? First of all, you can't force somebody to believe something. And you hope if you just explain the truth, they can hear you and they can see it. The problem was you married the wrong one. But let's say even if she did believe like you, she still has a bunch of family members pulling her into their cult and ism, you know, their Pentecostal doctrine of lies, the emotional realm, you know. And so they let their emotions override the truth, the doctrinal truth. And so you're in a battle. And not only is it a short-term battle, that's a long-term battle. And they're going to hate you because you don't go along with their traditions and their belief systems and all that. And so they're going to hate you and persecute you, and they're going to do it in undertones. Because everybody has this moral code somewhere deep down. It might not be much, but there's always a moral code. So they know certain things they shouldn't do, cross lines, whatever. But they'll still do it in incremental steps to try to get you to believe like them, try to pull her away from you or whatever. And so it's incremental. And when you come up and you say, this is when you cross my threshold, this is the way it is, period. I'm not playing games. When you set the boundaries and you say, this is it, they want to take you out. And because she's emotionally tied to that bloodline, most of the time she will not leave it. And so that's what's going on with this whole situation, this whole reality. That's a great example. She'll never leave that doctrine because, well, they're good. They're my family. They love me. They're good. I love them. They're good people. I can't leave that. I can't leave these lies. I love the lie. The lie makes me feel good. It gives me delusions and gives me butterflies because it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie straight to hell. And so what's happening is, that's what's happening in our reality. You come on the scene and you speak the truth. I don't care if it's at work. I don't care if it's at home. And you might say, we're not supposed to bring religion and politics to work, right? But you are your own person. You have your own beliefs. And if they ask you, what are your beliefs, you tell them. I mean, if they ask you, if somebody wants to know what you believe, you tell them. It's going to come up eventually. Let's go to the bar. Well, I don't really go to bars. Why not? Because my faith. What faith are you? Bible believer. Oh. Then you become their enemy. They're so caught up in the lies of the music, the TV, the media, the news, the Republicans, the Democrats, whatever icon is on the scene for now, for this season. There's always somebody who, they always prop them up and then they knock them down, you know. It always happens. Prop them up, knock them down. Prop them up, knock them down. That's what's happening. And so, you're not from here. You get born again. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You're not from here. You're a stranger and pilgrim and ambassador. And so the people you're trying to reach, they're so tied to their bloodline, their feelings, their emotions, their holidays, their traditions, what feels good, what's normal, what they've always done, what they've always known. They can't think outside their box. And so you're like fighting a battle, and it's not just a short-term battle, just every conversation, but it's a lifelong battle, because they've been programmed by the unseen magician priest class to think a certain way. And so, just like when they the ones who started the ones who created the Mandela effect was the witches, you know. So that's part of the magician priest class. So they spread that all over the world, and it became a thing. And so if people don't talk about it, you don't know about the Mandela effect. You're crazy. You don't believe in that. What's wrong with you? Something wrong with you. See what I mean? Those who don't believe in it are ostracized. Whether it's true or not, it really doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter. I believe 3D is malleable, but I think God writes the script. But I think you can affect His script inside His script. There's a script within a script. So everybody's a fractal holographic projection in the storyline script. In line is lineage. But my point is, it doesn't matter what it is they bring on the scene. The magician priest class bring up some new thing on the scene because it's a spiritual world. It's a spiritual world. And when they attack you, they all attack you. When one Jezebel shows up, two or three show up. They always do, because it's a hive. When one witch shows up, another witch will show up. It never fails, because they're all connected. When one Gnostic shows up, another one shows up. So this is what I'm talking about. It's the same thing as if you marry somebody with a different belief system and their family has different beliefs, and you don't believe that, and you're not going to compromise, and you do a lot of study, and they haven't, and they just believe what the preacher tells them. And so you're in a war. That's what we're in. That's what we're dealing with. We're in a battle just like that. You're born again, you walk down here, you're not from this place, and you're trying to talk to people who are in the flesh mind, but you're in the spirit mind, and you try to give them truth from above, but they're from below, so they can't receive. Jesus was the light of the world, but men love darkness rather than light, and they sent him to the cross. So you give them some light about abortion being murder. You give them some light about Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You give them some light about capitalism and not socialism. You give them some light and say, the media is a brainwashing system. You give them some light and say that the whole system is narcissistic. You give them light, but they reject the light because they love the darkness. They love the lie because it's a feel-good, emotional connection, bond. It's all they know, just like that woman in that family. She married the man, but she's still connected to her old identity. She doesn't want to step into her new identity. She loves the feeling of that old bloodline. She doesn't want to create her own world, her own life, her own identity, her own family. She wants to stay tied and follow traditions of her other bloodline families. And this is why your battle is so hard down here, because everybody's married to or related to Babylon. Babylon's music, Babylon's TV, Babylon's traditions, Babylon's holidays, Babylon's lies, Babylon's entertainment, Babylon's... So, think about it. You go to a store or you go somewhere and you hear a song that reminds you of something when you were a kid. They do that on purpose. You go and there's a TV show. There's an Andy Griffith Show episode on. It takes you way back the way you used to think when you were a kid. It shouldn't be that way. You should be renewing your mind every day, and you are no longer emotionally tied to the system. Breaking those emotional ties to the lies, the insanity, the darkness, the ridiculous fake reality that they put out in front of. It's all fake. The more doctrine, the more truth you get, the more free you get. And so the more free you get, you're a new creature, moment by moment. So you can't think like you used to think. But they are stuck in a loop. And if you stay around them, they think like the old person. If you go around them, they'll say, remember when we did this when we were a kid? And you're like, let's say you hadn't seen them in 5 years. They're still in that mindset. You haven't seen them in 10 years, so you go talk to them, and they're still stuck in that loop, living their identity from the old paradigm that don't even exist anymore. It's sad. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. But they'll never escape it because they don't think. It's all emotion. It's all the reason they don't think is because they got all the noise going on. Everybody says, oh, I want to open my third eye. Well, you want to open your third eye? Go to Jesus. Go to His Word. Pray. He'll reveal it. Knock, ask, and seek. He will open your third eye. But it's not going to be called a third eye. It's going to be called the Holy Spirit, the indwelling. You can catch these third eye people because they're always going to be giving you false doctrine. They say they see, but they're blind. They can see, they can hear you, but they reject Jesus. Now, what's that about? They tasted the good word and spit it out. You have to receive Jesus. You see into the, you see the other side, but you reject it. What's that about? You taste it, but you spit it out. You didn't drink it. You didn't swallow it. You didn't drink the living water. You taste it, but you didn't want to drink it. The reason you didn't want to drink it is because you're going to have to give up your emotional ties to Babylon. Is why. But you love Babylon. You love Babylon, and so you stay in it. The pleasures of sin for a season, but it brings death. And so they love Babylon. They love their substance. They love their emotions over God. Pleases of men instead of pleases of God. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. That's what's happening, people. You see it in marriages. You see it in societies. You see it in denominations. You see it in political parties. You see it in the news media. You see it everywhere. What I just showed you is a fractal. You can really see it in a marriage, but you can actually see it everywhere else too, because there's nothing new. Same stuff happening all the time.